Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. One man running for president is ready to announce his running mate. USA's John Schaefer has more.
Later this month, independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. plans to announce his pick for a running mate. He disclosed that he will host a campaign gathering on March 26th in Oakland, California. This announcement follows his confirmation of deliberating over NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers and former Minnesota governor and professional wrestler Jesse Ventura for the role.
Backers of the TikTok bill in the U.S. House say it is not meant to crack down on the use of the app. It's meant to make the app more trustworthy and useful for Americans to enjoy safely.
I don't support a ban on TikTok. The legislation did not ban TikTok. It's simply a divestiture of TikTok so that this social media platform can be owned by an American company.
Democratic House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says that is necessary in order to protect Americans' personal data from the Chinese Communist Party. Forecasters are warning of more than a foot of new snow in many densely populated areas of Colorado this week, and perhaps hindering cross-continental travel. Specifically, they say travel on I-70 through Front Range Mountains and foothills of Colorado will be, quote, difficult to impossible Wednesday through Friday, and they're urging anyone who must travel to bring a kit with them in case they get stranded. A San Diego law firm's initiating a federal lawsuit against Philip Morris, alleging that the nicotine product Zyne is being marketed toward young individuals. The class action suit contends the flavored pouch product poses a health risk to consumers. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The largest wildfire ever to scorch the state of Texas is now reported to be nearly 90% contained. The Smokehouse Creek Fire has been burning up the northern Texas panhandle for weeks since it was sparked near the town of Stinnett. XL Energy is at least taking partial blame for starting the fire, which has charred well over 1 million acres of prime cattle grazing country. Delta Airlines is increasing its checked bag fee. The airline announced the fee for a first and second checked bag will go up by $5 for most domestic and short international flights. It'll cost travelers $35 for the first checked bag and $45 for the second checked bag. Anyone flying first class or with status perks can still get complimentary bags. Delta says this decision's meant to help the company deal with rising industry costs. Over 1,000 New York union member nurses may be going on strike at the end of this month. That's if they can't come to a new contract with Staten Island University Hospital by that time. Nurses like this one say they definitely deserve better pay, but also they're worried about staffing shortages too.
When you come into work and you have an overwhelming assignment and you're trying to get every single thing that you possibly can done, it does not translate well into giving the quality care that we want to give.
The union nurses voted Wednesday to authorize a work stoppage at the end of the month when the current contract for 1,300 nurses runs out. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, happy Thursday to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. John Whitehead's going to be joining us in just a moment. John, of course, from the Rutherford Institute. But, let's bring John on anyway right now, because I want to run these numbers by you, John. I don't know if you saw this or not, a little bit of the buzz and concern about Biden's State of the Union, his lack of popularity, and what is going on, especially with this campaign as it's now in full force, that we know that it's going to be a rematch, and get ready for a rumble here between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. But normally presidents after the State of the Union get a bump, right? Don't they?
Yeah, but didn't get a bump. No, he's not the most eloquent presenter of information that we've ever had as a president. And
Listen to the mainstream media, though, John. The mainstream media, and, of course, all the Democratic Party acolytes. Nancy Pelosi was getting a thrill up her leg, and everybody was so excited. She just sounded so feisty and everything like that. And it's like, you get all these reported stories. But meanwhile, America says 54% said the speech still raised questions and concerns about his age. 56% said Biden failed to adequately address immigration. 58% said Biden's address did more to divide rather than unite the country. Those 3 points pretty well just sums up the hot mess that he is.
Yeah, and one reason is that if you're half awake as an American citizen to see what's going on in this country, we're jumping forward to, in my opinion, authoritarian government that's going to be pretty nasty within the next 10 years or so. And you better get ready, folks. And I think the people that are awake are seeing it. And then plus is... the way he stumbles around, he's not, again, what does he indicate? Wait. Is the president supposed to run the country? Is he running the government? Can someone like...
Robert Hur says... Yeah, Robert Hur plainly said in his special counsel report that Biden's mental deficiency is quite obvious in so many words. Right? So here it is. I mean, he put out in front of God and everybody, which God and everybody didn't already know, that Joe Biden has mental issues. But now there's no denying it, because, I mean, the whole world knows anyway. They've known from day one. They just kind of chuckle and move on, and they've kind of set the United States aside. The United States is not in the middle of everything. I mean, whenever they have the G7s or G8s or like that, Biden is... You kind of see him like walking in circles. He has no purpose, and he's kind of lost, and nobody there seems to want to associate with him. He's almost like a pariah.
Yeah, he's definitely been good. But during his period, I mean, we went through all that COVID stuff and stuff. Mm-hmm. And now with him going after the Second Amendment, you can't have gun rights. And the other weird thing is recently West Point announced, I don't know if you saw that, they're deleting duty, honor, and country from their mission statement.
Oy.
Think about that for a second.
Wow.
I served in the military. Mm-hmm. I served for duty, honor, mm-hmm. and country.
Exactly.
And now we're moving toward a global environment. That's what the deep state under Biden is wanting, what they want, period. They mm-hmm. want a global environment where we're all working together, where we're making money. That's what the root of all evil is, the love of money, and that's exactly where we're headed. And mm-hmm. people like Biden, listen, if he doesn't give you a signal, I don't care whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, that something is up with the so-called government, and that you need to get your butts in gear and get this country back to where we, when the American patriots fought against George III for the sovereignty of the citizens. We no longer have sovereignty. I mean, with the people, we're getting all these SWAT team raids now. We're overtaxed. They're trying to take away your right to own a weapon and defend yourself. Children are going to school and coming out not knowing anything about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. Listen, this is not the America I grew up in.
Exactly.
There are people today obviously seeing it and saying, this is not what I want. Mm-hmm. And now with the economy the way it is and the way it's headed, I mean, we're in a mess, man. This is predicted by some of the great writers of the past who saw it coming way down the line once we moved into...
Well, John, you've been writing about this and sounding the alarm. I mean, the thing is, you say people are waking up, but they have to really... they really have to be shaken awake in such a way to realize that the enemy is amongst us. And
exactly.
And it is very much your neighbor. I mean, you got to think about it. Whenever they do polling, 40% roughly, okay, anyway, 35-40% of America thinks Biden's doing a great job. Well, that's a disconnect from reality. I mean, just even like what we were talking about,
well,
a speech and that
addicted.
Sort of thing.
They're distracted and addicted by the media. Again, you listen,
but they're getting rewarded, John. The other thing that's happening, I'm sorry, the other thing that's happening is that they're getting rewarded by these policies somehow. If you're part of the ruling elite and you're in DC and the high zip code areas, you're making a ton of flipping money off of Joe Biden's leadership or lack of, whatever you want to call it. He and Obama, I mean, they are making the uber wealthy even more so. And they're taking care of, the people they need to take care of. And the other people who are associated with it, people who are in entitlements, who think that, oh, my God, if Donald Trump takes over, welfare is going to be, they're going to take away your welfare. They're going to take away your Social Security and stuff, which never has been said, only been, touted by the Democrats as a talking point in much the same way as the hearings. The other day, John, I mean, you're a constitutional attorney. You understand this stuff, but it drives me nuts when the Democrats, here they are, they're interviewing Robert Hur, asking him about his special counsel report, and they keep bringing Trump into it, and they are quoting the indictment as if it's fact. The indictment is an accusation. It is not proven fact. And I cannot believe the chair, the Republican chair, would allow the Democrats to speak that way. Every time the Republicans speak and there's something, an indictment or something, it's alleged, the proper terminology. But when the Democrats, when Jamie Raskin talks, he talks like Swalwell and like Adam Schiff, like it's a matter of fact. I mean, is there something wrong with this, or am I missing something?
No, you're not. It's been that way many, many ways. I grew up in the 50s when it was very similar under the McCarthy era, where homes were being raided. And people didn't know what was going on. It goes back and forth. It depends on the American people. Like I tell people, we need to think nationally but act locally. Enforce our 10th Amendment rights. Get our local communities and start saying, Washington, D.C., we're not putting up with this crap anymore. We're going to fight back. You can do it under the 10th Amendment. Learn your Bill of Rights, folks.
Exactly. Well, and as you say, we need to wake up and understand the war is here. And
the war is here.
And
on soil.
Yeah, and they're totally committed to this, and these globalists are taking over, and look what's happening at every turn. You know, our freedoms at every turn are being taken away and restricted, John. I mean, that's undeniable, isn't it?
That's it. That's why, well, I've been in the battle for years. You know, it's getting worse.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got John Whitehead, and we're going to talk about the state of our nation no one's talking about. Okay, so we have more from John coming up on the other side of the break. He is the president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. Stay tuned for more of John Whitehead after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Welcome back. back. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking John Whitehead, just reviewing Kamala Harris's annual income. It was really shocking last week when you looked at the report of her net worth. When she came into office, she was worth about $3 million, supposedly, and now $12 million in less than 4 years. As vice president. And as vice president, I had to look up to double check because I thought she made a little bit more, than as a senator. And she does. The vice president makes $183,000, plus a year. So $183,000 a year. And the ROI on that is, millions of dollars, John. What does that tell us?
That politicians generally tend to be corrupt. I've been told that by people inside Washington, D.C., people that work there, assistants and stuff. I had a good friend, by the way, who worked for a major publication. He called me. He'd gone to work for a senator. He called me about 2 months later and says, John, it's worse than you've written about. I said, what do you mean? He says everything's about money in Washington, D.C. He said the corporations are running the show. And we see that today with Amazon, Google, all working with the federal government and doing surveillance on us and looking for extremists like you, Bill. You're an extremist.
Yeah, exactly.
And categorizing us as such. Department of Homeland Security is studying us and all that stuff. Listen, we're moving into, again, I've written about it in my books, toward a semi-Nazi state that is very, very scary. Now you have the American Army in the New York subway stations now patrolling the subway stations. What's happened to us, folks? Yeah. Do not have an American army on do not have a standing army on American soil. George Washington said that.
And John, it's not going to get any better because here, the condition of America is such. Our moral fiber has deteriorated to such a degree. And then, as if that's not bad enough, I mean, with the homelessness and mental issues, you've got these other countries, which Donald Trump warned and said, and of course, Joy Behar and the rest of the liberals went nuts. Oh, my God, he's speaking so mean about these poor people, coming to America. And he said, Donald Trump said, they're not sending their best. They're emptying out their prisons, and they're sending, their prisoners and their problems north to America, and this is exactly what's doing. Not only felons are they sending out, but people with mental issues going, hey, why should we deal with this? Why should we put any money into this? What's sent into America? And so here we are on top of what we're all dealing with already, the homelessness and mental issues in this country that we're not doing a good job at handling already. Now we're going to get a flood of more problems. And what is that going to do when it comes to crime and local threats, John?
Elon Musk recently said in an interview that there was something with the immigration issue, there was something bigger than 9/11 coming. That's all he said. I was going, what are you talking about?
But, well, why not? I mean, here we got Hamas operatives in the country. Yes. Hamas, okay? You've got the tentacles of the cartels operating every state of the union, running drugs, running human trafficking, gangs and all this. Why would you think that there wouldn't be? You've got thousands of Chinese being sent over. You've got Biden, in order to avoid the border issue, is flying people in. We've got a flotilla from Haiti of thousands of Haitians coming into the country that Joe Biden and Mayorkas are bringing into the country that we're going to pay for.
On top of it. It's a concerted effort when you have them going after the Second Amendment at the same time.
That
you
exactly.
You can't have a weapon in your neighborhood or doing these welfare checks now where people can call. If they see you with an umbrella on your front porch and they say, I think he has a weapon, the police can actually do a SWAT team on your home now. So listen, this is all, I mean, the people running the show are not stupid. They're just greedy, and they don't give a poop about American people. And that's why I keep saying we need rebels today. That's people who are going to stand up, say we're not taking this anymore. A rebel is a person who cares about his fellow Americans and their rights. And, I've been doing it for years. I've got, people kicking me in the face saying I'm a jerk or I'm overstating this and that. And what's happened through my books? It's all come true.
Exactly.
Battlefield America predicted all this. Mm-hmm. I just all I had to do was go, the politicians are moving in this direction, folks. Mm-hmm. Wake up.
Yeah, they've abandoned the Constitution. you know, and as you cited,
the Constitution to them is nothing. They don't care about
exactly.
That.
Yeah, it's just there. It's a little bit of an annoyance, and they get around it. I mean, look at what Joe Biden does. You know, we take a case, it goes to the Supreme Court, and Joe Biden says, "I don't care. I'm still going to give tuition forgiveness, and who cares, right?" And like all the stuff that happened in January 6th that nobody wants to talk about.
Why are the public schools not teaching the First Amendment now? I had a woman come into my intern program, a young student. She said in our constitutional law class in law school, the professor said, there's one thing we're not going to study this year, the First Amendment. She blew her mind. And I said, why? Because it gives you the right to free speech. It gives you the right to assemble and petition the government and fight back. They don't want rebels. They want compliant citizens.
Right. Well, one and two go together, John.
Exactly.
You know, if you don't have one, you don't have two. You don't have two, you don't have one. And that's what happens. So in your latest commentary and column that you and Nisha have put together, the state of our nation that no one's talking about, we've got about 3.5 minutes. I want to talk about it, okay? So break it down for our audience, if you would.
Well, I just go through all the stuff that we've been talking about, basically. Mm-hmm. That our country's just going away from the right to privacy. Americans are tracked wherever they go. They're getting arrested in their homes. People's property are being taken by government agents. FBI agents now are doing SWAT team raids on veterans' homes and shooting and killing them. There's no such thing as private property anymore with the U.S. Patriot Act. The police can do sneak and peek searches. They come in your home, search, and try to get evidence against you and leave. They don't have to tell you. I mean, they completely, we talked about that, we completely destroyed the Constitution. And
see, people need to understand, John, this is happening. I mean, you're reporting on it. This is happening.
Exactly.
Mainstream media, nobody is reporting on this. And the only people that are clearly affected are the people directly, like so much that happens because our media has been captured by the political forces, by the ruling elite, and they're controlling the narrative, right?
Exactly. And, listen, I don't watch mainstream media, but I have all this information. People say, how do you get it? I do my research. And that's it. Education precedes action. Get educated, folks, and start fighting back. Like I said, think nationally, but act locally. Get your local communities to start saying, get the FBI, get all these troops out of our neighborhoods, and we're not enforcing these laws that people's homes can be raided anymore and take our private property and fight back. If we did it across the country, it would blow the people in D.C. would blow their minds away.
You see, some people hear this, John. They think, how can I do this? You know,
Get one neighbor, two neighbors, three neighbors. Start picketing. Turn the television off, by the way. The average American watches 150 hours of screen devices a month. Take one-third of those hours, folks. And fight for freedom. If you believe in the future for your children or your grandchildren, you're the only hope they have.
Exactly. Well, and this is, again, the point here I'm trying to make, John, is that it is our right to do this as local citizens. Okay?
Yes.
We're just not exercising our right because what they have done is they have intimidated us in much the same way that they did with COVID. Look at all the lies that are coming out and what we are forced to do and surrender our freedoms. Well, this is the pattern. This is the model that they've gotten away with over the years. And so we need to break out of that. It's kind of like, you know, how they train elephants, right? When they're first born, they put chains around their legs and they convince them that they're constantly restricted, that all they remember is that they could not, when they were growing up, they couldn't move. They were restricted by the chains. So that when they're adults, they put a rope. Sometimes they don't even tie the rope down. Because once the rope's around the leg, it's conditioned the elephants to believe that they're restrained and they can't move. It's almost
they're
like
slaves.
What's happening to us as American citizens, hasn't it?
Americans are slaves now, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, John, how can the people get involved and support the Rutherford Institute?
We're a nonprofit, defends cases, and does a lot of research and articles. Go to our website at Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org. Read our articles, get educated, folks, and take action.
Exactly. As John says, education precedes action, okay? And we're a lot smarter, and we can do this. We need to be committed, you know, for the sake of our children, because tyranny is rising and freedom is falling.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
News update. The White House urging the U.S. Senate to quickly greenlight the TikTok bill recently passed by the House. USA's John Schaefer has more.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre emphasized the administration's eagerness for the Senate to promptly bring the bill to a vote.
It's to ensure that ownership, as I just stated, of these apps wouldn't be in the hands of those who can't exploit them or to do us harm.
The legislation mandates that TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, will divest the app within 180 days. Or face its removal from U.S. app stores.
A recent survey showing a significant uptick in what researchers define as incivility in U.S. workplaces. According to a survey from the Society for Human Resource Management, roughly two-thirds of American workers say they've either been a part of or have witnessed acts of incivility in the workplace just in the past month. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Glad you could stop by. I'm Bill Martinez. Adam Angieski from Open the Books is going to be joining us in just a moment because we're going to talk about, DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, right? We've been thinking that that's been in the crosshairs. Big business is realizing there's no dividend here. I mean, Budweiser, Disney, all these people are starting to come together and wake up. And realize that whenever you force this kind of stuff and you social engineer, it never works. You try to manipulate the natural resources that are available. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, you're trying to harness the cumulative intelligence and talents of 340 million people in this country. And you're trying to force a round peg in a square hole. And just because you've got money and you've got influence, this is what's being done to the population. This is why, one of the things that people forget, and I want to bring Adam. Adam's on the line with us right now. I want to bring him on. Adam, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, great to have you here. You know, philosophically here, you know, regarding DEI and what it does, enforcing a round peg in a square hole, and what that does to the ingenuity and the worth of an individual is disgusting, in my humble opinion, because it mediocritizes them. It makes them less than what their capacity and what they're designed to do. I mean, this has been proven time and time again. And, of course, we're seeing the results. The results like, you know, Bud Light decides, okay, they're going to embrace this deal. The impact on it was more than just marketing. The psychological impact of what Bud Light did is very dangerous, and we need to step away and look at it in terms of its lack of value in the marketplace. American corporations are realizing DEI doesn't pay off. I mean, because American corporations, they're in business to make money. They're not here to, to present some sort of, you know, value and that sort of thing. I mean, that's one of the biggest modern lies of the last, I believe, the last three decades, in thinking that businesses, you know, have to, you know, be so value-centric. Yeah, I think we need to be, core. There's some core values you need to hold to. But when you start getting into some of these policies, and political policies especially, there's no dividend. I don't see any company in the greater scheme of things, Adam, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, at the end of the day, that said, boy, I'm sure glad I embraced these woke principles, because our company is doing so much better, our people are happier, our ROI and dividends to our stockholders is going through the roof. Are you hearing anything like that?
Well, not you know, at OpenTheBooks.com, we concentrate on government bills, so we don't mm-hmm. really pay much attention, you know, and follow private sector company trends. However, woke doesn't mean broke at the university level. We just did a study at the University of Virginia, and we found 235 staffers, including 82 students, that are employed under the DEI banner at the flagship mm-hmm. university in Virginia. They clean off, those 235 employees, $20 million a year at student tuition and taxpayer expense. It's so expensive that it takes nearly the full tuition payment from 1,000 UVA undergraduates.
Yeah, exactly.
Just
yeah,
to
amazing.
Pay for the DEI mm-hmm. bureaucracy at the institution.
Yeah. You see, you bring facts like that, you see, and I translate them, you know, down to the level of saying, okay, where's the return on investment? $20 million. Is the University of Virginia better or worse off, you know, for that investment? Because it's quite shocking when you think of that kind of money being deposited or being invested here. I mean, you've got some people, I think your report said, you got some of these DEI employees, well, we're talking about upper management, making in excess of $500,000 a year, right?
Yeah, so the governor of Virginia, Glenn Youngkin, he makes $175,000 on base salary alone. The top-paid DEI staffers over at the Darden School of Business, it's a top-ranked business school in the country, he made last year over $450,000 on base salary. When you tack on the cost of benefits, that's about $580,000, and he's got three positions at the university, and one of them is he's the chief global diversity officer at the Darden Business School. He's also a professor in the classroom. He also heads up one of their institutes. We took a look at his LinkedIn page, and DEI is baked into everything he does.
Exactly.
You got the top paid university-wide DEI specialist, and his base salary alone exceeds the salary of the President of the United States. This guy makes $401,000 on a base salary, $520,000 we estimate when you tack on 30% for the cost of benefits.
Yeah, see, but the only thing that he doesn't get is he doesn't get insider trading information. If he got insider trading information on top of that, then he'd really be scoring. I mean, that's why Kamala Harris goes from, what, $3 million, I guess, when she entered in as Vice President of the United States. Now she's worth something like $12 million.
Wow.
I mean, this is all insider trading stuff. I mean, and of course, you know, we see things like this. Nancy Pelosi, the amount of money that she's made, and clearly off of insider trading. I mean, how else can they make it? It just stands to reason. I mean, Kamala Harris's base salary is $183,000. When she hears the numbers like this, and she probably feels more than justified to go ahead and rip off the American voters by doing these kind of shenanigans, because this is the level of corruption that exists in our government today. And you know, and you point out these things time and again and open the books at them. And, you know, it's just a little bit of, you know, like the Bible talks about, just a little bit of leaven. It doesn't take a whole lot. It's just a little bit of a lie, a little bit of immorality, you know, a breakdown in morality, a little bit of cheating and stealing. And next thing you know, like Everett Dirks says, you're talking a lot of money here. I mean, because you were to add up all the money of insider trading that these elected officials have generated, let's just say in the last 5 years, we'd be blown away. We just couldn't handle it. It would just absolutely brain bruise us till the day we die. We would just never be able to get over it.
So down in Florida, the governor, DeSantis, he got rid of public funding of the DEI programs. And so about 10 days ago, the University of Florida, and that's what kicked off our study at the University of Virginia, University of Florida got rid of 28 staffers. It cost them $5 million. They reallocated that back into recruitment of top-tier elite professors, you know, folks that are going to be in the classroom actually teaching, you know, engineering and math and business. So that was a great move on redirecting misallocated dollars. So when you take a look at the University of Virginia, now let's break this down a little bit. This is Thomas Jefferson's founded university. And so Jefferson was obviously the author of the Declaration of Independence. All men are created equal. So we in radical socialist neo-Marxist principles, you're judged by your skin color, your gender expression, and your pronouns. It's the opposite of Jefferson's all men are created equal. Everyone has equal opportunity. DEI is all about quotas. It's all about equal outcomes. That's the opposite of equal opportunity, because on equal outcomes, metrics and merit are tossed out the window. And
exactly.
So, you know, the DEI infrastructure at Jefferson, no less, this is a school that had the historic responsibility and charge of promoting Jeffersonian principles, you know, the ideals of individual rights. Our rights come from God. They don't come from government. We instituted the government to secure our rights. All of this is baked into the Jeffersonian principles, and his very school has moved in the opposite direction.
Exactly. Well, this is what happens. You eliminate God, and you get man's thinking and man's reasoning. This is what's happening. I mean, because when you compare it to, you know, Jeffersonian principles that are founded on godly principles, there's a stark contrast there. But this is what's happened over the years, Adam, to your point. We've just moved further and further away from God, and we got this kind of insanity that's taken place. And I don't know how much longer it's going to take for us to realize, you know, the amount of money that we're wasting and what it's doing to our country. I mean, overall, because the future of our country is not real exciting when you think that it's being mediocritized, because this is what DEI and ESG and all these other, you know, three letter ideas and theories that are coming out of the, you know, the coffee rooms of universities across the country. I don't see us being better off. I just see us being hampered and mediocritized in the process. Anyway, we've got to go to a quick break. Stay with us. We've got more from Adam Angieski from Open the Books.
Next talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kids.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do?
keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour from OpenTheBooks.com. Adam Andrzejewski continues with us. We're talking about the University of Virginia. Boy, they love their DEI employees to the tune of $20 million a year. And I'll tell you, this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more to this, right, Adam?
Yeah, there really is. The university actually, right out of the blocks when we issued our report, their spokesman, Brian Coy, he said, oh, wait a second, the numbers are wildly inflated. We only have 55 staffers, not 235 dedicated to the DEI initiative. So we asked them to produce this database, and they refused. We asked them twice to do it. We, in our initial investigation, right away, on a transparent basis, we released our database. And so everyone can come to our openthebooks.com and you can see by name who in what position working for what department made how much money last year in the DEI database. And so we just basically took the staffers in all their DEI programs and any program dedicated towards these different efforts, and we released it transparently, and it comes out to $15 million worth of base salaries, and when you tack on 30% for the cost of benefits, it's $20 million. And so the school A is not being transparent. They wouldn't release their methodology. We released our methodologies. We released the database. the school won't release any of that. And then we found that Brian Coy, the chief spokesperson that tried to mislead right out of the blocks in our report, he's, you know, we're nonpartisan at OpenTheBooks.com. We take on Republicans, we take on Democrats. Well, on Coy's resume, he's a former spokesman for the Virginia Democratic Party. He was the chief communications officer for the last two Democratic governors. So, you know, he looks to be very partisan on his resume. We're completely nonpartisan.
Exactly. Well, especially, you know, you look at the Democratic governors that he served under, that should tell you everything you need to know. I mean, because, you know, clearly, you know, they are, you know, he's been, you know, conditioned in that genre. So, and so he knows how to play the game. He stiff arms you. And meanwhile, you're laying out all the information. Cause when I go to openthebooks.com, I mean, here it is. Here's the name. Here's their title. Here's their pay. You lay it out and he's done nothing other than just verbally say, well, you've got it wrong. Well, you know, and you ask the appropriate follow up question. Tell me where I'm wrong. Tell me why this information that I have, where is it in error, right?
Yeah, and so our findings have made big national news. And, Bill, I really appreciate the platform here on all of your radio stations, the hundreds of them, to help educate the American people. Our findings did rocket right away into the U.S. House Committee on Education and the Workforce, where the findings were read into the record and our organization was cited. So we're having a big impact.
Well, you know, we appreciate the work on behalf of the American taxpayer because we're $34 trillion and counting. And it seems to be no stopping of it. And if we don't hold our elected officials accountable and for them to see what's going on with our money, you know, they think we don't care, that it's okay somehow. But sooner or later, we learn this, you know, in our own individual lives, that you've got to pay the piper. And
what the American people need to know is that not only are we paying for these things, but this philosophy of DEI is deeply embedded into everything these universities are doing. So, for example, you've got 27 key departments at UVA. I'm talking, you know, their medical school, their engineering school, their business school, even their police department. And every single one of them has a DEI officer that is supposed to do regular audits to make sure that these key departments at the universities are following DEI principles. It's embedded into the hiring and professional development of the employees. It's embedded into the student recruitment and the curriculums.
Is this even constitutional?
Well, I mean, look, states need to crack down, and the governor is going to have a majority, finally, his own majority on that board of visitors, the governing body of UVA, come July. He gets five picks, and so that's the board that needs to crack down. In the absence of that, the legislature can do a lot. For example, the University of Virginia has one of the largest endowments in the country. It's $14 billion. It's now bipartisan across the country. And I want to give you a specific example in the liberal state of Massachusetts. The legislature there has introduced a bill to tax the Harvard endowment. It's $51 billion, 2.5% off the top every single year. That would pay for every single public undergraduate student tuition in the state of Massachusetts. And if UVA won't crack down on these extreme radical socialist and neo-Marxist DEI ideologies, the Virginia legislature, they have a lot of tools in their toolbox. They could do the same thing that Massachusetts is contemplating right there in Virginia.
Well, you see, and this goes back to what you said earlier, Adam, and people need to understand this. The principles, the founding principles of this country clearly were based on Judeo-Christian principles. And you've had a movement, a progressive movement, you know, as the progressives have said, they would march through the institutions ever so slowly but deliberately. And they have done that. And they've taken God, they've taken morality out of the picture. I think it was John Adams who said that our Constitution was made for a moral people and a righteous people. If you, you know, eliminate morality and righteousness, you know, from the practice of our Constitution, it implodes on itself. And this is kind of where we are. We're kind of teetering, you know, on the abyss here and thinking that the ideas of man, you know, are superior than God Almighty's. And, you know, again, there's going to have to be a reconciliation of this at some point. But at least with Open the Books, you're letting us know, you know, what the problem is. Because, you know, what you're showing us here, and time and again, when you've opened the books on things, it's like you open up the closet door and you see one thing, but then you get all these other associated affiliations that are part and parcel of this kind of thinking, right?
Yeah, and we didn't even quantify all of the DEI staffers underneath that banner. So, for example, over at the library, because the library system doesn't have the words, you know, equity or inclusion or diversity in the title of the agency, we didn't include, you know, their staffers. And so there's a DEI lead at the library system that we didn't even include because it doesn't even have the initials. Here's another one. There's a
the library professor. The library has a DEI. This is unbelievable, but go ahead.
There's a assistant professor over in the psychology department, and she's an expert on black female sexuality. She is a board certified sextologist, and she talks about her orgasms in online social media posts. We didn't include her in there either.
Wow.
Even know what to say about these things, because you and I didn't even realize that there's a board-certified sexologist. I thought she maybe was self-described, but no, there's actually an American academy.
She's titled and paid accordingly. You didn't realize that there was a, you know, there was a billet, you know, for somebody to fill that position. I wonder how many people you got in line for that kind of cakewalk of a job, right?
Well, probably a lot, because when you add in the cost of benefits, she makes six figures over $100,000 a year. Now, we took a look through the spring course catalog at the University of Virginia. We couldn't find her actually in the classroom teaching a class. Maybe she does, but we could not find her name in the course catalog this spring.
Well, they probably, you know, maybe she's just off the books in a way because she does a podcast or something, you know, or some sort of Zoom meetings and that sort of thing, that you must have the proper credentials in order to, you know, to sit in on the class, right?
Yeah, she heads up a kind of an institute at the school, and so maybe her entire employment at UVA is taking federal grants and running this institute. The institute is called Research on the Intersectionality, Sexuality, and Empowerment Lab at UVA.
Right. You see, and that sounds so sexy because the left can, you know, take all kinds of taxpayer money and dump it into that. And they just, you know, they're so progressive in doing that sort of thing. And because they've self-determined that there's value in that. And how many students are, you know, could care and give a whoop about that, because when it comes to their sexuality, you know, it's interesting that college students have been able to figure that out over the years. Without a class.
Yeah, and look, you know, woke doesn't mean broke. That that former head of, you know, spokesman for the Virginia Democratic Party, Brian Coy, who's now the lead spokesman at UVA, we took a look at the rise in his base salary since 2019. So in 2019, he was making $162,000. This year, he's making over $220,000 on base salary alone.
Wow. Yeah, see, so he's not affected by inflation. He's not affected by the economic policies of this administration. They're all doing well. Like you said, woke doesn't necessarily mean broke. It definitely is you know, they're taking care of their own, aren't they?
They really are. They really
at our
are.
Expense.
So,
at our expense.
So it opened
yep,
the
exactly.
book. We'll continue to shine the white hot spotlight.
Well, again, we remind everybody, go to openthebooks.com. All the information is right there. I mean, you know, Adam's not talking off the top of his head like he doesn't have the facts. The facts are here. And they work hard to, in as he said, in their dedicated, nonpartisan way. This isn't about Republicans or Democrats. This is just about waste. It's about your money and the way it should be. Adam Angieski from Open the Books. Thank you, Adam. Take care, buddy.
Thank you, Bill.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm